This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You're honor bound, do you think?
Put moron number two on the phone.
They're honor bound, bond or bound.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
The mics are on, so tidy your act up, all right, as we get ready for a big Friday helping of the Rush Hour. Daisy Thomas about to join us, of course, ahead of the Geelong Footy Club taking on Brisbane Lions tonight. Raining as we speak.
And dark.
And dark, but I have had a look at the radar, Fat. We might get some relief come game time, let's hope.
Good.
So we'll speak to Daisy about tonight, and then, of course, tomorrow's game in Sydney. The Collingwood Footy Club travelling up there, and then we've got some brag artists.
Yep.
Tom Harley, very impressive CEO of the Sydney Swans. And then, this is of great interest to me, Bill has been baking.
No.
So you must listen to the second half of this show because he's got a head of steam up.
What happened?
He won't tell me what it's about, but I think I've got a fair idea. So that's coming up. Rosie Walton with some magnificent feedback. Second idiot file in a week.
No.
And then a nice fruity joke, a nice ripe one to finish off what's been a very big week on the Rush Hour. Hello to you, MCG Fat.
G'day, Jim. Great to be at the MCG. And the roof is open tonight, so the rain's coming down.
Oh, heavy.
Yes, heavy now and dark. The lights, a bit of strobe lighting there, Jim. I just got into a bit of a gig.
Did you really?
Yes.
The camera's not great for that, Bill.
I tell you what, the...
Look at that. Look at that camera angle. Oh, Fat!
Oh, no!
You got to tidy that up. What's that about?
Well, it's a... anyway, a beautiful. How good's the ground look, Jim? Look at this. Empty stadium. It won't be empty in about, 4 o'clock?
Well,
about,
I hope this doesn't cost us in the crowd sense, because you want prelims to have big crowds.
Mm-hmm. You do indeed. So looking forward to it. And how are you, Rabbits?
Oh, that's massive! Who the f*** is in my car?
Hey, mate, look at that. It's a cricket ground.
Why do you live here? You got to pay for the day?
What happened there, Rabbit?
It's a Queensland grade cricket game, and a guy who lives next to the cricket oval's car got smashed. And he cracked him.
That happens.
Oh, Bill.
I used to do it all the time, hit sixes and blokes would come out.
Did you? Yeah, you found that hard? Yeah, of course you did.
You wouldn't have, because I don't think you ever lifted one.
Oh, how many?
Remember Smithy in the commentary box?
Oh, yeah. Hire car, too.
It's a rental.
It's a rental.
Yep. Great man, Smithy.
Don't talk about New Zealand.
No, that's coming up. Well, we don't know.
Yes.
Maybe.
A little rappy, maybe, Rabbi.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Rabbi is a good mate of mine. He owns the Botanical Hotel, Jim.
Yes.
And I
how carefully did he say that?
Well, it's either the Bot or the Botanical. And I said, happy birthday. I saw it on the socials. He said, yeah, it was in June, Bill.
Oh.
Anyway, what about Zach Merritt has told a crowd of more than 600 at a finals luncheon that James Heard would not be the right person for the vacant coaching job there at the Bombers, Jim. Of course, a very good player, Zach Merritt. But I think he's since texted James and just said, look, mate, I didn't actually say that. Ooh, so always interesting when these Chinese whispers, I think they call them, don't they?
Well, it's one of the problems with current players doing those sort of gigs is because there are lots of people there, Bill, and they're all listening intently.
Exactly. Yeah, rubber band stories today, Jim, at the lunch.
I'm talking about current players, boring older players.
What about at Collingwood, Bo McCreary, who's a very good player,
very good.
And Josh Carmichael.
On the way to the airport.
On the way to the airport, have had a smash, Jim. Both will play. Both are okay. They're shaken, not stirred.
Oh, my God.
But they both will play, which is good news because McCreary is a very good player, Abs. We like him.
He is, but Carmichael's not in the 22, so he might not play.
All right. Yep. I wonder how the car... Is it Michaels? Anyway, Brisbane Lions have recalled star forward Joe Danaher.
Yes.
And ruckman Oscar McInerney, Jim. But as we sit here right now at 4:16.
She's teaming down.
4:07.
Oh, well, hang on, this clock. What's going on here, Jace? Fair dinkum, 4:07, sorry.
Yes.
It is teaming down, so interesting. It might be a late change. Let's see. For the Cats, Jed Buse will play his 150th game. Well done to you,
yes.
Jed.
Good work.
He's the son of the Rat, Andrew Buse, of course.
Yep.
Chris Scott will notch up his 500th AFL game as a player and a coach. Good effort, Scotty, in that 500.
Very.
And Joel Selwood will equal Michael Tuck's record for the most finals played, 39 finals.
That is extraordinary.
It is. Michael Tuck won seven
premierships.
Yeah. Stevie J was on the front bar last night. He's no longer at the Giants in the coaching role.
Yes, no need to mention Jack Crisp playing his 200th. Or you just didn't think about that.
Well, it's just not here. But right.
Well done, Crispy.
Our man. Exactly. Oh, we love him.
Yes.
Oh, he's a good man, hasn't he? Been a star. How many of those have been in a row, Raps?
I reckon it's about 187-ish.
Yeah. Crispy, well done. Stevie J not at the Giants, so he'll come back to Melbourne or and Geelong, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Big news in the tennis world, Roger Federer has retired, Jim.
Well, he hasn't played now for a while.
I know, he's been injured and things like that.
But we're the greatest, the GOAT.
He would be, no doubt about that. He's had a knee injury, a niggling injuries, Jim, and I caught up with him.
Oh, you did?
One-on-one, and I asked him a couple of things. I said, how old are you, Rog, and how many games have you played?
I am 41 years old. I've played more than 1,500 matches over 24 years. Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt. And now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career. The Laver Cup next week in London will be my final ATP event. I will play more tennis in the future, of course, but just not in Grand Slams or on the tour.
Very robotic. Sounds like he was reading that, Jim.
Might have been.
The rugby union last
night. Oh, what about it?
The Bledisloe Cup. Can you believe that?
Well, Mathieu Reynal.
The French referee.
French ref.
Well, we should have known he was no good. He was up to no good, Jim, because I caught some audio. I've got some audio sent through to me. And this is the French referee who stuffed it up last night. This is him on the plane on the way over to Australia.
Sacre bleu!
Jim.
What happens to French people? They get on planes and they punch on.
Mate, I can't believe it. So we should have known he was going to stuff it up. The Wallabies went down 39-37 and it was just unbelievable.
Well, Bill, our man, James Slipper.
Yeah, the captain.
He said he's never seen a call like it in his 125 test career.
Time wasting.
Bernard Foley, our man Bernard.
Who hadn't played for 13 years.
Oh, my God. Bill, all he needed to do was kick the ball out.
Yes.
And then the Wallabies simply had to win the line out, which he would.
Yeah.
And then they kick the ball dead and the game is done and we win.
Yes. And we didn't. And the All Blacks won, so stand by, Jim.
Oh, no. He's come in unhappy.
Unhappy fat. It's like someone's taken my food.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
Two massive finals tonight and tomorrow, and the man who knows all about September is Daisy Thomas.
Our next guest played 258 games, is an All-Australian, a premiership player, and is also
the only player to kick 100 games for Carlton and Collingwood Football Club. To play 100 games for the Carlton Football Club.
Now he's bringing his unique brand of analysis to Triple M footy.
Right man, right time. Serendipitously went over the back and he was the man who caught it.
Did you bring the thesaurus again tonight?
I did.
Please welcome Daisy Thomas.
In he comes. Nice to have you in, Daisy.
Good to be a part of the show as always, boys. And Bins, I've been listening along throughout the past week, especially Monday, mate. Can you just lift for me today? Because you were horrific.
Hello, Dale. Great to have you on the show. We're going to talk footy here. Big game MCG, of course. Geelong, Brisbane. Brisbane have won the last two. Nice fairy tale run they've got going. But no excuses for the Cats, Dale. They've won 14 in a row. They're fully fit. and they've just got to win tonight.
Well, they certainly do, and it is going to be interesting in that regard. You feel like the biggest hurdle they had to face was coming up against the Pies in that first final, and you could see very early on in that one, they looked a little bit nervous, a little bit edgy. Of course, they were good enough to get across the line there, and now they face a Brisbane Lions team who have enjoyed a bit of momentum, I think. They were really looking forward to that week off going into finals. Good enough to knock over the Tigers and good enough to knock over the reigning premiers. So they'll be chock-a-block full of confidence, and the way I sort of look at it with Brisbane is that the Melbourne defence is pretty similar to how a Geelong play. You'll have Stewart coming across, you'll have De Koning coming across. So they may have just unlocked a little bit of a key there, but you've got to be thinking the Cats are too good.
They've got an imposing record against Brisbane too, Dave. I think Brisbane have won only 3 of the last 19 or something.
Yeah, well, Brisbane have sort of been the ones to buck those trends, really. When you think of, I think Richmond had won 17 of 19 going in against them up in that first final. Obviously, Melbourne had the wood over them as well. So it's very interesting, Melbourne, especially this season, 64-point and 58-point wins. So Brisbane haven't really worried about it, but you just think that the wet conditions that have come here in Melbourne tonight, the big talls from Brisbane, obviously Oscar McInerney back in, Joey Danaher as well, then chucking big Ekka Hitwood up there, you'd imagine, and for Cats fans, be hoping they'll be far too nimble at ground level.
Have not won a quarter in the first half of any of the finals they've played in this series, Brisbane. They cannot allow the Cats, Dave, to jump out of the blocks. They won't reel them in.
No. But you're right, and also the Cats have been slow, Days.
Well, the Cats have got to start well, Bill. You know what it's like, and especially there's a lot spoken about Geelong. One, the pressure's all on them because of how dominant they have been in the back half of the season. But their records out of the buys historically, and more the mid-season buys, they have started slowly, so they need to be doing something to get themselves up, get themselves going. And if they can do that, look, even with the weather here, I think they can give Brisbane a bit of a touch-up in this one tonight. I think they'll be far too good. For Brisbane, it all comes to an end, but it'll be interesting to see some of the tactics. Who goes to a Jeremy Cameron?
Yes.
If Lachie Neal gets tagged, and we know that Scotty's come out and said that that's probably going to happen. So you look at O'Connor, who isn't currently in the side, whether they start with Blitzarves, do they send a Tommy Atkins to him who's a hard nose? It's going to be interesting to see which way the coaches go about it.
Spot on. Did you like the week off?
Coming into
finals?
Well, I don't think back in my day I was playing for the Blues, Bill, so we never got to experience the week off.
That's right.
Yeah, we got 12 weeks off once finals rolled around. It was very interesting. At the Pies, though, we only got the weekend off, I'm pretty sure, going if you won the first final. So I think we did that once.
Geez, I'm having a look at the map here.
What's happening?
I know we're a fair way away from the game starting, but that's got an Armageddon look about it. Look at that bloody rain, Dave.
I drove across here and it look across the bay there. It is dark, it is gloomy, and it looks like it is going to absolutely, to quote the great Mickey Roberts boundary side, it could be pissing down.
Well, it's coming from Geelong.
Yep.
So they just.
So I had a good look at the game from round 4. I can't believe they only played once this year and it was round 4. It feels like 2019.
It was a long time ago. Cats were playing poor footy then too.
Well, but they also had the game cold for much of it, Days. They just kept missing. The worry for me is Hipwood's played 2 great finals. Can he keep that form up in the wet at the MCG against a really tight defensive unit? And if he doesn't, Cameron's also been pretty quiet. How do Brisbane kick enough score?
Well, and that's the big issue. So then it probably falls onto a Zachy Bailey or someone like that down there. And we know that he's a star and a good player as well. But the Geelong defence, they're so measly in what they give up. They work so well as a unit. And you'd imagine if the ball is coming in a little bit, you know, haphazard and hacked under pressure with the wet conditions, the talls that have been really good at even just providing a contest may have just a far less impact than what they've had in games past, especially the last couple of weeks where they've been so brilliant.
The great Nick Riefold, I think, on the Brekkie show, Rabbits Bartholomew, was that this morning or yesterday? I don't know when he was on.
This morning, yep.
Said that the Cats brought a stat to the table, Bill, saying the Cats are the best at scoring when they can create a turnover and are also the best at defending turning over the ball themselves in the comp. So you put those two together, Dave.
That's good.
They're a pretty tough team to beat.
And I love the fact that Rui's just ripped that straight from Joey Montagna as well.
Of course he has.
And I've rolled it out 3 times this week as well. That's what we're brilliant at. But that is a great stat. And there's no surprises why they've been so dominant, especially in the back half of the season.
I was at a lunch today, Jim.
Well, September Brownless.
With Anthony Danaher,
yes.
Father of Joe, yes. Very happy granddad. Don't worry about that.
Of course
that.
He is.
Oh, he said he's ready to go, Joey boy. But
this is your finals. No. Gee, if he's not ready, something's wrong. Speaking about that, this man, the premiership player at Collingwood.
Was he?
Rare sighting.
He was one of the
there
bad
there aren't
boys.
That many live premiership players from Collingwood.
I saw one today, Tony Shaw. Oh, jeez. What about someone asked me from the crowd for the rubber band story?
I'll
I pinched that off
you
him.
Did, which he absolutely did. So we talk Sydney and Collingwood next with Daisy Thomas.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mum, she reckons I never played a bad game.
Well, my mum was similar. She'd give it the, bloody umpires. I'm like, Mum, I was bowled.
Daisy Thomas has stuck around to talk the Swans versus the Pies, all thanks to Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by the Trade Institute Victoria, tiv.vic.edu.au.
Now, Daisy, I spent 2 weeks, rephrase that, 2 days of this week in Sydney. I was shooting cricket stuff, not the perfect week to do it, middle of prelim finals, but had no choice. So I was up there and they are very nervous about Collingwood tomorrow.
And rightfully so. You actually hear when Sydney start to get the back page of the paper, they start to command a bit of presence up there in the rugby-dominated market, that the locals, they start to take note. And then comes the pressure. Look, the Swans have been absolutely awesome, like the Cats, really. The back half of the season, the two really informed sides. You can chuck the Pies in there, but they haven't been as dominant in terms of fashions of winning. But the Pies, the one thing that we're all loving about them at the minute is that when you come up against them, you know you're going to have to be playing this game until the very last bell, because they, if you give them a chance to hang around, they will at some point make you very, very nervous. And we've seen it. It might not be in the last 2 minutes, might not be in the last minute. It could be after the bell. They just play it down to the wire. And a lot of finals, that's how you got to play it.
Bill, I'm telling you, one after another, including David Warner, who I didn't know was a passionate Swan.
Not Chad.
He said he's, no, I didn't run into Chad.
Oh, right.
But David Warner has been a member, he was telling me, for 15 years of the Swans.
Wow.
He's a passionate Swan. Yeah. He goes, oh, I don't know.
Mate.
I don't know. They're all saying the same thing.
But Collingwood do that to you, because you know they're going to come, as Daisy said, you know they're going to come with pressure, and they play out a full game. They must be stuffed after the game. Did Jordan De Goey get tagged, Daisy?
He has to, in my opinion, Ben's a bit like the Lachie Neale discussion. You can't let the best player go out there and just dominate. And that's what last week, he was absolutely awesome, Jordy De Goey. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of plan Sydney come up with, because he can be dominant in the stoppage, but then also he can go forward and really take a clunk too and expose you that way. So if you put just a predominant mid on, I'd expect him to try and go forward and do that. But if you put a half back on, he'll come up to stoppages and then get through with that big frame of his, that big butt of his, and go have some real impact that way.
Interesting hearing Fly McRae during the week saying, Days, that he coached poorly. Now, it was an easy win for Sydney. It was within the last 6 weeks, and it was the only foot that Collingwood haven't put in the right spot
for
3 months. But he took ownership of it. He said, I didn't have a very good day, and I've got to take a lot of the responsibility. Did you see it that way?
Yeah, I didn't see it as much at the time, but upon reflecting, you talk about that, and Nick Dacos got sat on for the first time in his career, and there was a lot of magnet shifting in and around that. Jordy De Goey didn't play in that game. He was a laid out. There was some illness. So in terms of moving the magnets and maybe emphasising too much of an importance of bringing Nick Dacos into the game, that's what he may be alluding to. I was looking at that game, and I sort of went through it. The Swans, we all thought, were dominant. Round 22 it was, 27-point victors. Brody Majacek went head over biscuit with a only 5-10 minutes ago. They would have brought it back to about 12 points, I think it was. They won the contested possession by 29. They won the uncontested by 57. They were plus 20 in tackles, but they only turned that into 3 more inside 50s. So for all the dominance, you go on, you win it by 27 points, which, you know, fair enough to you. But I think for the Pies, they take a lot of learnings out of that game of exactly what Sydney are going to win and then what you need to do so they can't do that to you again, because they absolutely strangled the life out of them.
Yes, but there were some Swannies that were down. Buddy was quiet. Chad Warner was quiet. The lizard was quiet.
Oh, no.
So they were all...
Did you know they were lizard noises?
I didn't. No, that sounded disgusting.
So, and the SCG, the little ground, it's interesting how clubs mark the ground, don't they? Make it smaller, so it's the SCG.
Well, Bill, Daze, it's something that's always amazed me and has impressed so much, not only me, but everyone in footy. Collingwood's ability to get on a plane and win on the road is just the best in footy, I reckon.
Yeah, it's awesome, and probably more so going the bigger route over to the west, but they really do just...
Route?
route, route, if you will, Bill. I know that's where your mind's going.
Route for good reason. Because if you'd done the other one, you would have given it the...
But isn't route American and route is Australian?
Well, no, well, I think Daisy's gone the right way, given the company he's in. Keep going.
Anyway, mate. We'll keep it professional, Bill. Look, the fact that they can get on a plane, and all you can see the enjoyment they're having as a group. So this is years past as well, when maybe things haven't been as harmonious behind closed doors. This year just look like they are absolutely loving spending every moment together with each other. Little slight hiccup for a couple of the boys on the way to the airport this morning when they've just run into the back of someone, and then the Channel 9 news cameras and the 7 cameras are up and you could see the Collingwood jumpers there. But from all reports, everyone that was involved in that is all fine, which is good news. Should be a cracking game. And for what it's worth...
Who wins, Daz?
I'm just going to have to say the Pies. I'm just going to have to say the Pies. I'm on board, Bins. I'm absolutely on board.
So imagine that, Geelong Collingwood Grand Final. Wow,
I'll tell you what, I'll September Brownless and Cashies Thomas would be having a ball.
And what about Moonface Warren?
Look at Bert.
Imagine him if Bert Newton.
What are you doing, Bert?
You're going full enough.
Well, I'm going up to Sydney to work the game.
No, we don't care about that. We're just saying if you manage to get past Sydney, your face will actually explode.
It might. It might, actually, to be fair.
He's had his teeth out again.
You can talk. We know you've got no mirrors in your new house, but come on.
He's going to end up with two teeth down and two teeth up. That's all you're
allowed, Mum. This is taking a turn. I've got to get down the freeway, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Dave.
Have a good show.
Daisy Thomas on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Bristle.
Osteo.
Osteopubis, that's it.
Not pubis.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag, Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them.
Yeah. Oh, nah. You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Of course it is. This is where we give you the opportunity to ring us and tell us what amazing things you've done. And, Fat, I know I was about to grab the granicle scoop, but you're wandering out with it.
Andrew Hildage today, walking out.
Taking the bat back to fine leg.
Exactly. And don't bowl short because I'm a compulsive hooker.
Yes.
So, Jim.
Yes.
Since the 18 teams have been in the competition, I think it is 11 years.
Yes.
Geelong Football Club
have
played in 10 of the 11 final series, which proves they are BIC. B-I-C. Best in the comp.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, what have you had to do with that?
A supporter. And sometimes out there as the 23rd man.
You are... Anyway...
But that's a good stat.
No, it is an amazing
You'll use
stat.
That tonight.
That is I just gave it to you.
Yeah, I know that you'll use it somewhere.
Sydney have been in 9 too. They've also been... it is actually an incredible performance. Mm. Well done to all concerned. Yeah. What are we giving away, please, Bartholomew?
The Homedics Therapist Select Percussion Massager Gun, valued at $150. Visit homedics.com.au. Plus, we've got tickets to the Melbourne Royal Show to give away.
Oh, that is it. So 133353, ring us now. Lines are open. Brag Artist, we're taking your calls next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, time for a Kit Kat. Oh.
Of course, another Brag Artist, if you don't mind, umpire. I took all the kids and the ex last night. I took them out to Coco's gym at Crown, and I paid for the whole lot. So well done, Fat.
Unbelievable.
Hang on, Rats. He paid for it with an Instagram post, not with any wedge coming out of his pocket.
No, Jim.
Sponsored posts.
That's just selling your soul.
Maxie's 18th, and I paid for it.
Yeah, by putting a post up.
Yes.
So, Jamie joins us from Lilydale. Jamie, welcome to you.
Thank you.
What is your Brag Artist, please?
My Brag Artist is about my daughter playing under-16s football. She broke her collarbone in round 8, season ending. Mm-hmm. Had a sling on for 6 weeks, was out of the sling for 2 weeks, then broke it again at school getting bumped.
Ooh.
And had a best and fairest, and she took out the best and fairest on 8 games.
You're so unbelievable.
That is good.
What's her name? What's her name, Jamie?
Zali.
So she's one to look out for.
Yeah.
Only played 8 games and won the BNF. Good on you.
Well done.
Silver lining.
Stay on the line, James. Yeah. Jackson, Oakley South. Jacko?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good, Jacko. What have you got for us?
Under 19, grand final tomorrow. Been undefeated for 2 years.
Oh, that's good.
Who are we? You're unbelievable.
We're the Bentley Demons.
Oh, and who are you playing?
I'm playing Endeavour Hills tomorrow.
Or as the kids say these days, who are you versing?
Who are you versing? Mm-hmm. So for 2 years, haven't lost a game.
Ooh,
don't want to lose correct. Tomorrow, Jack.
Nah, man, back us in.
Right,
back us in.
Good work. Good luck.
Yeah, I like that. April in Brookfield, Bill.
April. Hello, April.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Up and about. That's what we like. April, what do you got for us?
Okay, I was at some traffic lights, and I saw this girl got off the tram, and the tram took off, and she just started screaming and waving her arms. Anyway, she's running after the tram, the lights changed, so I ran down my window and said, do you want to lift? She goes, yes. She jumped in the car. She said, I've left an expensive leather jacket that my mum, who cannot afford anything, has bought me for my 21st. We went on about 3 or 4 Ks chasing this tram. I caught every light, and we managed to get that jacket back.
You're unbelievable.
That is good.
That is good. Would he not stop, the tram driver, or he just kept going?
Well, the tram, I was at light, so I caught every set of lights, and I wasn't going to go through a red light, but we got it. So that was the main thing,
well
and
done,
she was very
April.
Happy.
Quality. Yeah. Stay there, April. Like that, Sam in Lilydale. Sam?
JB, Ben's, Rabs, how are you?
Hey, Sam, mate.
Beautifully,
Sam. Do you know Jamie from Lilydale?
I don't know. I don't know it.
What do you got for us?
So I've officially converted my partner to the Rush Hour, and last night he spent all night watching all the Billy's jokes, absolutely in hysterics.
You're
I've never heard him laugh so hard at anything.
Sammy, how do you explain bins to anybody, let alone your partner?
Yeah, the delivery.
I think the delivery is what gets it, because she said the jokes themselves, some of them are 50-50, but just his facial expressions and delivery is what sells it.
Yep.
And he's just too unique. There's not like they can't. No one else could pull it off.
That's the word, unique.
Yeah,
very good.
Uniquely bad.
Yeah. Hey, wait for tonight, Sammy. Get her on to tonight. Tonight's a bit fruity.
No.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. Stay there, Sammy. Das on the line. Hello, Das.
Hello.
How are you, man?
You're on.
Good, mate. How are you?
All right. Oh, well, thank you.
What's Das do? What do you
Sorry,
do,
mate,
Das?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh. Where?
You're unbelievable.
In Echuca.
In Echuca.
Go across to the border in at Moama, and I'll buy you 5 pots on the bar.
Yeah, no, I'll see you at the bowling club, Bins. I'm not sure about the border in.
Bowling club. Now, what have you got any concerns about tomorrow, Das?
Bowling club.
Yeah, the weather's not looking too great, is it?
No, it's good if it rains. That means good luck.
That's all right, because you're inside anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, no, not inside.
Oh, no.
Out in the balcony on the port.
Outside wedding, but and it's pissing rain.
No, in Echuca it'll be okay, won't it?
No, I'm not sure, Ben.
Well, I'd have a look. Like, if you're going to get married, I'd have a look, Das.
Not sure, Ben.
Das, if you're getting married in Echuca or where?
Yeah, in Echuca, the port.
Well, have a look at the bloody boom.
the bomb.
What? The boom?
Bomb or whatever it's called, gym barometer or whatever it is.
What about? Das, have you got a plan B if it rains?
No, we are hard to bloody make the decision on Monday, and I'm just like, we'll just wing it.
It's going to blow up, Jim. I can just see.
And girls don't take the hair getting wet well.
And Darcy's not even going to get married,
especially if they've put the straighteners in.
Her hair will all fuzz up.
When they put the straighteners in, and any rain comes, or do they get a bolt up? All right, who's winning?
Good luck, by the way, Darcy. But April wins. Tried to catch the tram. She had to stop at the lights, and they got the leather jacket. Well done, April. You have won this.
4 tickets to the Melbourne Royal Show. It's back September 22 to October 2. Kids 14 and under are free. Pre-purchase tickets and save until 20th September. Royalshow.com.au.
Well, and Jamie from Lilydale wins the massage. Well done, April, because her daughter broke a collarbone twice, still won
That's
the BNF. So she will need that.
Home Medics awesome. Therapist so Select much. Percussion Massage Gun. Voted $150 if you don't mind.
And Darcy, we've got anything for him. He's not going to get
it. Yes, we've got a $100 grilled voucher for Darcy. You won't be able to resist the new mouth-watering salt, bush and pepper, onion rings from Grilled. 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan. If there's a grill, that can be the venue if it's raining tomorrow in Echuca.
Now, Bill,
they'll be all sitting around.
Their hair straighteners in.
Fuzzy. Who was the West Indian batsman who had the big fuzz?
Larry Gomes.
Yes, Larry Gomes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. Now, Jim, don't know if you watched The Front Bar last night.
I didn't.
Well, you got a mention,
what?
My friend.
How?
Yes, it was Mick and Radar and your good old mate Pang. Have a listen.
Just wanted to point out, in my opinion, just a small injustice, you know what I mean? So Jared Waitley and Dwayne Russell won best radio and TV callers.
That's fair. We deserve the peril.
Well, that's not what you said to me off air. You said it was a disgrace and a theft.
I didn't.
But daylight robbery, I think, was the phrase you used. But only, you know, I'm a bit biased because I'm a James Brochure.
You have always, always been in this
I corner. Think that he's the best in the business.
Yeah. Yep.
And Exhibit A, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Big final, Collingwood versus Geelong. Yeah. 90,000 people at the MCG. Take it away, JB.
Huge day at the SCG.
Geelong did kick to the Sydney Opera House end, you know. That's why they won that game.
In JB's defence, it could have been a big day at the SCG. You don't know what was going on.
No, that's a good point. He's the best.
No, we all make those sorts of mistakes.
Well done, James.
I've just about had enough of Peng.
It's a little whack.
I've nearly had enough of Peng.
Why?
I said this to you the other day because I got the sense something was coming up on the front bar, and I knew it would be Peng because he's a sniper.
Oh.
He's a comedic sniper.
A sniper?
So I need to get him on because there's been stuff, when he turns up to his show, which is twice a month, there's been stuff he's got wrong on there that's come across my desk and I haven't gone with it, given our history.
Have you got an idiot
given
file?
Given the history between the two of us, gone with it. I've looked after him.
What's the history?
We go back a long way, man. But that might be the end of it.
Oh.
Well, all I've said to Whit is get him on next week and I'm going to take him to task.
Righto. I look forward to that.
Yes, Pang.
Oh, Pangy.
Yes.
That'll be good. Look forward to that. Some other footy news. Ben Rutten has been appointed to the Richmond Football Club as the assistant coach for next year.
Well, we got the sense of that, didn't we? When Damien Hardwick came out as hard as he did, you thought they get on very well. He's likely to get back there and he'll do a very good
job. Righto. What about Freo denying Rory Lobb a trade request? Yes. That was funny, Jim. Now, some grand finals this weekend.
Yep.
And the Geelong Footy League, St Mary's take on Leopold in the VFL, Melbourne, Southport. What about the Heidelberg Footy Club, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the grand final in the under-19s, the reserves and the seniors, all playing tomorrow in the grand final.
Yes.
And the seniors are coached by Mick Nolan's boy.
Young bloke, yep.
Danny.
The galloping.
So, yeah, exactly. So good luck to Heidelberg Footy Club and, of course, the VAFA, the V-A-F-A, Rabs.
Yes, Old Brighton versus St Kevin's. On Sunday at Alstonwick Park. Make sure you head down for that.
All right. I know we're up against it time-wise, but I've got one more, and that is Jared Berry, of course, free to play.
Yes,
successfully
exactly.
challenging at the tribunal tonight. During the week. He used Luke Hodge as a character witness.
As a reference.
Hodge's tribunal record, 19 reports,
yep.
Guilty 18 times.
Guilty 18.
10 weeks suspended, $15,000 in fines. What sort of a character witness is he?
Well, good one, because he got him off. He got him off, Jim. Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
Tom Harley in just a second, and then Fat's been baking. We get some feedback from Rosie Walton, a second idiot file in a week, and then a fruity joke to finish off a Friday helping. Hit it, Raps.
Our next guest is a two-time Geelong Premiership captain.
The captain, number two, Tom Harley.
Tomorrow, he's hoping his Swans can make their first grand final with him as CEO. Please welcome Tom Harley.
Oh, yes, Jimmy Boy, All-Australian. 197 games for the Cats, but more importantly, two-time Premiership captain. And, Tom, welcome to the show, mate. And you must be so happy with yourself to be involved with two great clubs.
Thanks for having me, Billy. Yeah, it's an exciting time, isn't it, to be
to be involved in obviously the big prelim final down there at the MCG tonight, which I look forward to watching in readiness for what should be a great spectacle up here at the SCG against the Pies. So privileged to be still playing footy this time of year, and at the end of the day, that's why we all love being involved for these sort of moments, so looking forward to it.
For work, I was in Sydney 2 days this week, Tommy, and it is tangible, the excitement. Sydney Swans fans everywhere.
Tangible.
Yes, there are. There was actually, on the social media account, the Batuta Advocate had a very interesting post, which is the Roosters fans jumping off and getting behind the Bloods. we've had great support up here, and the club's been building over 4 decades now, and we've got great support, and we saw them in their droves 3 or 4 weeks ago at our last home game against the Pies, and that was just shy of 45,000, and we're expecting every bit of that again tomorrow afternoon.
Spot sold out, tickets mm-hmm. are exhausted. But I'm looking forward to this because there's no excuses. A bit like Geelong, Thomas, to be honest. 8 in a row, you've had a week off, you've virtually got a full list to pick from. So they're really, it's a bit like Geelong. They've got to win it.
Yeah, I think the realists with regard to that, that, we're in good form. We've had a good couple of months now, eight wins in a row, and played really well in that first final against Melbourne. So, in reality, though, I think we all know that it counts for nothing, and that's the beauty and the mystique of prelim finals. In a lot of ways, it's the first game that really matters for a club season, and so we're confronting that, as are Collingwood, who are in unbelievable form, and just as much as the town up here in Sydney is behind us, I get the sense that the Pies are toasted the town down there, so they'll have enormous support. They travel well. Both teams in good form, with full list to pick from, so all that equates to a belter of a game.
Now, Harles, I wasted my time trying to speak common sense to Bill because most of it goes straight through to the keeper, but I was trying early in the week to explain to him the old American football adage that offence fills the grandstands and defence fills the trophy cabinet.
What does that mean?
Swans are the second-ranked defensive team in the competition. The Cats are number one.
Yes.
So this is why I think Sydney are very well placed, not only tomorrow, but in a week's time.
That'd be nice. I use that. Maybe it's the back pocket in me. offence sells memberships and defence wins premierships. That was what we used to say back in the day. And I think what we've seen, I mean, it's been a fantastic finals campaign. We've seen all different types of footy, but the teams that are still playing have that balance between scoring and stopping scores. And I think the game, as a general, is in great shape because, the teams are able to do both. But, things just tighten up a little bit come prelim final week and through the finals more broadly. So you want to have all facets going, but certainly a very strong contested defence has stood the test of time.
I reckon it's changed a little bit. Seems to be a few more goals being kicked, which is great. Josh Kennedy, unfortunately, did the hammy again, so he's done and dusted. Was he trying to get back?
Yeah, he was. He even in his retirement address a number of weeks ago, he certainly wanted to put his best foot forward, and he was doing that. I guess it came to a stage where he really needed to sort of stride out for his own his own peace of mind as much as anything else, and unfortunately had a tweak again there, so he won't be available clearly this weekend and for however long we keep going, hopefully another week. But Josh has been amazing since he retired with a nasty hamstring. He's heavily invested in the group. You've seen him down on the bench. You've seen him up in the box, and heartbeat of the club type of person, Joey. Will have an absolutely meaningful role going forward.
Now, Tommy, in a word, Buddy Franklin plays on next year or not?
I really hope so, JB. We've been really open about that, and I think Lance made the really sensible decision with the club again 4 or 6 weeks ago, just to say, look, I'm just going to focus in on the end of the season and address it then. He's got 2 young kids under 3. He's got his hands full off the field with his family, and he needs to put all of those considerations into his pot and stir that around where the team's at, where he's at, all those sorts of things. And so we were very comfortable with that. What I do know is he is in good nick at the moment. and you know, he had a bit of, by his own admission, a tough outing against Stephen May a fortnight ago, but all his energy's into Saturday afternoon. And my line is, I hope he plays for the Swans for as long as he gets through.
And good on you, mate. You've done a great job there, and the club's in ripping shape to tear a prelim to shreds. Hope it goes well for you.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Tommy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's from Adelaide, do they? I love, they're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm. Daniel,
Adelaide is not a country,
not a country town.
Town.
It's a city.
Yeah. Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city. Now, I'm just, I've got a good understanding of where I think this is headed, Bartholomew. But
okay,
when I get a call earlier today, and I'm not sure how much sleep Ben's had last night, I get a call today. Going,
hurry up!
Jimmy, give me some time.
And hurry up, quick.
So, I'll hit it.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Here it comes.
This is Billy's Bake.
Jim, I'm not sad, I'm not flat, and I'm not despondent. I am f***ing angry! It's hard enough to beat those ram-rooting bastards without the ref going and making a good old f*** of himself.
Bill!
Shut up! I'm just getting started, Jim. Time-wasting. Who the hell ever heard of time-wasting? Especially in the last 30 seconds of the blemic, blizzing, blesshimish. What the f*** it's called? I don't know.
Bledisloe, Bill.
Rabs, turn him off! Now, we've got to go to Eden Park, where they allow the cheating New Zealanders to have an extra player on the field, Jim. And guess what? Doesn't matter what happens, we can't win anyway. Jim?
Yep.
I say we forfeit.
What?
Don't turn up.
Well, I know what forfeit.
No, shut up! It's a f***ing hole anyway. The f***ing paint tin or whatever it's called. Little ground. If we've been cheated out of winning last night, Jim,
yep,
and that stupid trophy, Blesmo, whatever it is going there anyway, they can play against themselves.
There's the Anzac spirit right there.
Turn him off! I'm sick of it, Jim. This is what I call the French rugby refs.
Yes.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys!
Well, that was actually Jeremy Clarke.
Rabbit! Oh! Rabbit! Shut him up! What are you doing, old Bert Newton round face? Winston teeth! Look at your fat head in the microphone on the Zoom! Turn him off! Rabbit! Jason, you can get
Jason! Poor old Jason's just pressing the button.
Laurie Hill gets Laurie Hill! You can get stuff too! K-Rock's
oh no.
Ethan!
He's got find himself
Ethan!
Tapped.
He's clipped K Rock and Ethan.
Oh. Who's down here?
Oh, no, he's down tools.
He's out.
He's off. He's off. He's walked out.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. What the hell?
You're going to have to get
what
him
it
back,
is about
mate.
The Wallabies. Oh. Brings the best out of him.
Doesn't like the little fairy marsupials. You have to get him back because Rosie's got some feedback, and I reckon he's going to get mentioned.
Here he is. Oh, he's back. Walking back in.
Rosie's in the studio next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fyfe has grown a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. I just tickled That's my it. Fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to our mates at Chemist Warehouse.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Oh, now, Fat's just back in, Hose. He's baked the French referee. And then he's walked off.
And poor Jace. Is he still working? Are you still there, Jace? Oh, that was unfair.
Sorry, Jace. I just saw it. And Laurie's gone.
Fair to say that our socials have melted down. I need some time to filter what has been said. So we'll get to that on Monday.
I don't reckon. Does this show go into New Zealand anywhere?
I hope not, Jim.
Look, it might via the listener app on the podcast, but too bad. I enjoy it.
I'm a bit sheepish, to be honest.
Oh!
Hey, yes. Very good.
Oh, no.
I've checked our Twitter. I occasionally check it at Triple M Rush Hour on Twitter. Peter Patterson followed us one day ago. He's into golf, travel and AFL. Fair enough. Welcome, Peter.
Peter
followed us and then followed up with a tweet straight away. Bins, stop using the Herald Sun quiz for your questions in your quiz.
I'm glad he didn't follow us Monday because he would have untweeted Tuesday.
Or unfollowed.
Untweeted. I love it. Timmy from Oz 888 sent us a message on Instagram as well. Emma Friedman is an absolute star. Could not agree more. We love it when Emma joins us. On Instagram earlier today, Cooper Applegate has sent us a message saying that he's just seen that somebody has dropped $36,000 at $3.85 on Jeremy Cameron to kick four goals plus and Geelong to win. And so they're hoping it's not you because prices will go up at the creamy.
So Jeremy Cameron to kick four, the Cats to win. Well, if they're going to win, he'll kick four. Yeah. Not a bad bet.
Okay. Bobby Cross has sent us a message as well with an image from the NRL because public seating allocation has been what, Bill, today?
Not exhausted.
It is. Oh,
he's done it again.
I love a visual gag on radio. Nothing better.
There's got to be another saying for when tickets are sold out. Surely you can't say they're all exhausting.
It's like he's being hypnotised. You know when they do.
It does.
And when we bark like a dog, you hit your head on the table. Joke coming up shortly. It's a Friday, so stand by everybody, I'm sure.
Fruity.
Yeah, this one's not all that approps.
Okay. I'm glad that you get to vet them beforehand so you know that, James. Yesterday's joke, some messages on this. There we go, Bill. Sucked in Jim. Steve
sucked in Jim.
Pippa Smeller wrote, just about time for Bins to finish up, I reckon. Bailey Saunders asking, was that a slight chore from the King of Kings?
Yesterday was better.
Yesterday was better because Thursday's joke was double bully day, I believe. You double bully bullied him.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Sorry, I've got my days mixed up. I've had a September week like Bins, I reckon.
Happens.
Let's hear a little bit of the first joke that was on the woolly bully day.
Me and the wife, we wanted a cat. Mm. Well, actually, she wanted a cat and I didn't, to be honest. So we compromised, Jim, and guess what happened?
What happened?
She got a cat. Not bad.
Comments.
It's just a boring sort of wedding story.
Actually, it wasn't supposed to be me and that. It was supposed to be the wife wanted the cat, I didn't want a cat, so we compromised, and guess what?
Yeah, so now he's explaining a really bad joke. Give us that feedback.
Well, he's half lying down. EB21 said, is there even punchline in the first joke? Sounds like it's just a life story.
Yep.
Dim Kalkana said, in career worst form.
Good.
Jabe O said, that's shocking. 100% deserved the double bullying.
Yep.
Or bullying. I think that's what it should be called.
That's what it is. That is the sort of bullying we
Hunter
love.
5656.
Well done, Ravs. 2525, by the way. That's that number. Tom Quartuccio said, JB's face in the Johnny one, knowing he's heard it before, is all time.
But it was like 6 weeks ago.
That he only
it wasn't
did it.
Even like 3 years ago or anything.
He's a goldfish. Nathos 28 just said,
he's a goldfish.
Just what I thought. Bins was back after a smooth rap and quiz, and it went down again. Four jokes in 3 days, and you're naught from four. Maybe if we get the story about Gav, that'll turn it around. That is never going to happen, though, is it?
No.
Because
I got that wrong too. Remember? Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player. Now, the amount of people that have contacted me in the last week and said, I've been a fan of this show for 11 years. This is the worst I've ever heard, Bill.
Jim.
Yeah, Bill, this is the second idiot file for the week.
You've been in Sydney. No one's contacted you.
Bill, the second in a week. We did a whole one Tuesday on Monday's show.
What happened Monday?
And this is... This is an idiot file from the rest of the week.
Oh.
Just, it's September, the bins are out longer, the grass clippings, and something happens to your brain.
Canola. Canola grows down the highway.
Hit play, please, Robert. Today on the Sunday session...
Shut up, Linguini. I'm the star of the show this week because me, Big Wilbur, Anthony, William Brownless, went one-on-one with a great Shaquille... Oh, me.
Find out how Monday morning at 9 on 105.1 Triple M.
Inflections are a bit high. Billy Brownless here.
Oh, have a Listen to him. Like, seriously, what are we dealing with?
I should never, ever say anything.
At anything ever.
Yeah, now you're playing Errol Waller.
Oh, hang on.
Errol Waller. Oh, Biak. Bloody Biak you're playing. Oh, Oscar Piastri. It's hard to say.
It isn't hard to say.
Oscar Piastri.
No, it's no, not in
Piastri.
That.
Piastri.
No.
What is the Barangaruk?
Oh, no.
Barangaruk.
Breaking Bad.
Well, Bill, that was your story.
Breaking news.
It
was my story. Really? So very sad in the household.
Yes, that is sad, yeah.
So to cheer her up, I brought her an Anne identical one. I brought Anne identical one, Jim.
Oh, he's got a nice cultured radio voice, John.
He's up for the Arias.
No, Acra.
Or whatever
they are. I think he's released an album, Bill.
Conway out for 46. It'll be Adam Zampa. And they are currently 2-for-92 off a few overs.
23
overs, yes. So we'll see how Finches go there. Overs. We're watching Finches there. But
off a few overs.
Yeah. And his horse, Scald. It was a can. Sculled a can of beer. Sculled it, Jim.
No.
Yes.
No.
I saw it with my own eyes, Jim. In Mary Jing Hotel.
Not.
Someone will ring up and confirm that. But
did you just call it the Mary Jing Hotel?
Mary Jing. Jing. Mary Jing Hotel.
Oh, no.
Pen clicker as well?
I used to be, but you don't wear use a pen that's got a clicker.
You don't wear a pen? No, no that's true.
But if you can kick the furthest, $5,000. Furthest.
Well, it's actually farthest when you're talking about distance, but anyway.
No, thank you.
It's certainly not furthest.
You can kick the farthest. You could win. That is it. Eclective collection today, Jim, but very
eclective.
Good.
Eclective.
Yeah, that's it. And they're on family holiday. He was raised from a hatchling. This is Charlene, raised from a hatchling. She is 3 metres long. How do you reckon I'm going to get in my house tonight? How am I going to get in my house?
Well, I don't understand anything that you're saying.
I haven't got any keys. She just won a Diamond League meeting in Zurich. Mm-hmm. So she won the Diamond League.
Zurich even, yep.
Zurich. Do you do the cold shower bath?
ice bath?
Ice bath?
Yeah, no, I don't do those at the club. But,
And we love having you on the Rush Hour, mate. All the best for the next fight. All the best for the new hand, or when it mends, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
We're asking who have you been named after, Jim? Sorry, after Ronaldo. So stand by there.
Right, this is Bill's view of it.
Well, the next grand final.
What the hell is that?
Now go. Rabsy Disney Plus Day is here with something for literally everyone.
Disney Plus Day.
Rabsy Disney.
I'm not a beer.
Oh, Disney. Jesus.
You get access to the world's best stories from Disney, Pixar. Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, me.
Go on.
The US Open finals are on, Jim, between Iga.
Swiatek.
Thank you. And Ons Jabeur.
Jabeur, yeah.
Jabeur, that's the final. So Jessica
Pegula.
Pegula. So he's had a big night, Gil.
He's had a decent go.
He's had a crack at it, hasn't he? Good on you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just letting the ears down, Jim.
Well, Bill, he's done an amazing job.
Letting the ears down. Yeah,
I'm not sure he's letting his ears down. But
pin your ears back.
Pin your ears back or letting your hair down. You can't let your ears down.
I'd pin me hair back and let my ears down.
Maddie.
Water.
Yeah.
What's water?
Yeah. Clear stuff comes out of a tap.
It's like the other day where I live, you know, where I live near the botanical gardens, Jim.
Have we spoken about
what I sent you.
Bill wore today?
No. Well, you're going to have to see that online. Oh, it was horrific.
Wear. Well, I thought I'd go back to when I played with the Knickerbockers. What are they called? Knickerbockers. Tell you what I do love, Jim. In a person, kindness and all that, of course. But I love someone that can speak or talk correctly, okay? A great wordsmith.
Yes.
And very good speaker, a auditor. No. Someone that can speak.
An auditor.
Yeah, someone that can give great speeches. What is the word, Jim, you told me before?
I didn't want you to have another go because it's not an auditor.
No, Oreo.
It's Oreo McFlurry.
Beautiful, they are, as much as they are. A rater? No. Anyway, someone who can give
an
great
orator,
speeches.
An orator, Bill.
Orator. Collingwood won the grand final. There you go. And 2021 or two, where are we at?
Oh, my God. What a great man, but did you meet the late great John Kennedy?
I don't reckon I did, but
I did
a love
couple
that.
Of times. He was a lovely man.
Everyone go, don't think, just do. Anyway, spot on, and they have a big activation at the grand final footy festive at Yarra Park outside the MCG.
What was that?
At Yarra Park, Jim.
No,
festival.
Right, not a festive.
Well, it's a festive festival. That's what they're calling it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. And it's all happening from about 10 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. at Yarra Park outside the MCG.
10 a.m. to 5:30 a.m.
to 5:30 p.m. Listen up, Jim. You're not listening.
I don't know what's happened to him. A festive
September,
and then it is. Yes, it's September Brownless.
You ding him then.
Yeah, I did.
You dang him.
You dang him.
Dang you him. Danged him when you should have dinged.
You danged him.
Donged him. Well done, Brendo. You have won the midweek hump day quiz.
Well done to him.
Well done to Bales. Riley, hard to say Riley. West,
no, it's not.
Riley. Monday, and he wants to, puts his hand up. He said, I'd like to be interviewed. I think they've got to interview him.
You're honour bound, do you think?
I think they're honour bound, bond or bound.
Right.
But you've got to interview him.
Oh.
I think you just got to do that.
Even with the past history?
Yes.
Right.
You've got to interview him. Doesn't mean he's going to be the coach.
No. Got to what him?
Interview
did
him.
Did you have a beer at this lunch?
How many did you have?
Not one.
But no one would believe how much you get paid.
If a nice pie, Damien.
Yeah.
Old fat gets a thriller.
Bill, there is what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you?
What's the number? I'm bullying, getting bullied.
No, you're not.
I'm ringing.
What about
head office or what's it called?
Rabbits. What about off air before?
HR, yes.
What about off air before? Someone's asked him for a ticket to tonight. So he's got his phone and he's talking to the girl that he's asking for one more ticket for tonight.
Yes.
No idea.
And then at one stage, he stops talking to her for a second and then realises he's got to continue the conversation, picks up his earphones and starts talking into them like they're a telephone.
Well, I'm not anti-dexterous. Oh. Tim, I'm not.
Oh,
I can't do two things at once.
He's talking into a microphone, trying to book more tickets with his girl, and can't understand why she's not speaking back to him.
Kids ring you up with about,
oh my God,
with 2 hours to go, want a bloody ticket? Like fair dinkum.
I can't do it. I've said this many times. I can't do this for much longer.
Oh man.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, Brownlow winner we're going to have next week. Damo, of course, we'll have on Monday. Toby Green is going to join us. Never call us again.
Nah, no, never.
Not on your life. Gil McLaughlin. Jay Clark, Limo, Mick Malloy. Jeez, we got a big week, and it's only 3 days.
Yeah, I know. How good.
We're going back to our first year.
Are we doing a best of?
Remember, we used to do 3 days a week.
Oh, you did?
No, we did.
Did we?
Monday and Roy Friday. And HG, yes. Monday, Friday.
Actually, bring them back.
I know. What happened to them? all right, so we're nearly done, but now something with a bit of fruit.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Cause you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh.
That's it.
All right, here we go.
A nice orchard today, Jim.
Orchard?
Mm. Is that where
that's how much fruit's attached to the joke. It's a whole orchard.
I got the right thing. I proposed to my wife while I was in Florence, Jim.
Did you?
I can't say either of them were particularly impressed.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's you can't be going with that. But, Bill, I don't want any explanation.
Florence.
No, Bill, I've got a full understanding. I think that's just a little rich. That's a little ripe.
I told you it was an orchard, Jim.
Oh, Rats likes it.
Good work,
Mumps likes it.
Yeah, good boy, Mumpsy.
Can't have any more teeth out, Mumps. You'll end up with nuts.
Push the meal away. Stop eating.
While I was in Florence.
Down the lines.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.